Beginnen wir mit dem Sech, die Schumann darf man involvieren, wir beginnen mit Beis, wir beginnen mit dem Master, wir beginnen mit dem Gemara, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yisrael, Reb Shimon, Oishim, they all say that this option the mayor proposed is forbidden. One cannot go ahead and do this. Now, Tesis will explain that we find many times, like Tanoim and the Meiram, that they could sometimes say an argument which actually even they themselves don't hold on, just to show their disputant to reverse their opinion. There's been many proofs to that idea. As Tesis says, Tamer, it's a wonder. So the Gemara is trying to prove, oh, that these Tanoim, that they hold, not like your mayor. That, oh, because of Ein Breira, but Hakutonim Behedya, they explicitly say, as the Gemara answers, Tamayim Mishim Bekiyas Et Oid. Oh, the reason is because the flask might burst. And so why are you saying Ein Breira when they say explicitly their argument is because of Bekiyas Et Oid? That's what it says, for someone to say it like this. Tohoya Nirulam, it didn't appear correct to the Gemara, Shadeyeh Iker Tam, that would be the primary reason of these Tanoim, Lachash Bekiyas Et Oid, Liyamechem. That we have to be concerned that the flask is going to burst in one day. And therefore, what the Gemara initially proposed must be the reason is because of Ein Breira. Ah, Yomashik, Shlomim, because then if that's not their opinion, why are they asking on the mayor from the flask bursting? Avgav the inu gufay less long time, even though they don't hold to this reasoning. Yeshlomim, you can say, is Shahoyu Baratzin, because their desire was Matsir, and that he should back out of his opinion. So they were going to ask any question that's possible just to have him back out of his opinion, even though they themselves don't hold to that. And says Tosfos b'chayei Gavna Havia Hahi, the paragraph of Rebbe's, we find someone in Zvachim the Vayin Zayman base. Come here, Blazer Rabbanon. He says, "Gabei Yivar Bal Mum." Granted, the limbs of a Bal Mum carbon, should this Arva Bei Yivar, they got mixed up with the limbs of unblemished carbon. Vnas Lamal v'chulin, you put on the top, etc. Where he says to them, "Lidadi according to me, Midechasav Midechasav Mum Bam." Who delay rots from the fact that says that a blemish is in them, it's not going to be acceptable. But that's on it for itself as a carbon. Hagdei Tarebis Yiratzu, but it is a combination that is acceptable. According to you, you expand the pasuk for a different way. But at least admit to me the buster balas mum, that the flesh of the blemished carbon, it should just be like a piece of wood. Now, Tais explains. Even though himself does not hold that logic, I mean the matzav krov. In fact, he needs a pasuk. He's letting the pasuk to tell you mumbam. If he held to that svara, so what's he? Why would he need the pasuk? Obviously, he doesn't hold of it, but he's just asking on them that svara. Again, just to have them back out of their opinion. So do we find at the end of the first paragid of the Yudalim and Alps? Here, go take this mono, this 100 dinarim to that person. Rabbi says, so the person is responsible. If he wants to back out, can't back out. Shmuel Ami says, no, and the fact that he's responsible, so if he wants to back out, he can back out. Farash the Gemara explains, what's a dispute regarding when someone says, go take this to the person? Is it like merited for the person or not? For the Shmuel, according to Shmuel, taking it is not like meriting so that you could back out. Now, and the question is, then Bahadur come with this study, he says, so if he is responsible, if he wants to back out, he could back out. What do you mean? He doesn't hold that he has this responsibility. It's Lav Kazachi Dami. So that's his title, Devarv Derav Kamar. He was saying, according to the opinion of Rav, that because Avrav the Yugufa, even though Shmuel himself, he had this really Karab, the Kazachadami, had he held the grab that, yes, if it would be her, the Kazachadami, he wouldn't have said that you could back up for that reason. Because the Shmuel's whole reason was, because Hadlik loved Kazachi. Had he held her, the Kazachi, he would admit to Rav that the borrower can't back out. And he wouldn't have held this for Amitaych. Doesn't make a difference, but he wanted to ask on Rav any argument he could have, and maybe Rav would agree that, yeah, you're responsible for insurance, and you should be able to back out. Again, the same principle. So the shvuah is he's not going to eat. Vachal koshon eats a little bit amount. The Gemara there gives an answer and says that yeah, the Gemara could have responded that call it terakuli holtik b'shimon, but he wanted that rabbanon should retract, and therefore he responded according to their opinion. Maybe at least by an oath they're going to agree to him regarding what's the shear of achila. That since a carbon comes for nullifying his words, it should be chayv, even minute amount. Again, even though he himself doesn't hold to this. Temperic pasha demakis, not yizan menab, but look at Rabbi Shimon Rabbanim, but yichal tevel kosher, it's someone eats tevel a minute amount. The Gemara says the same thing over there, that Rabbi Shimon was saying according to the Rabbanim. He wanted at least by a whole kernel of wheat, they should admit them that he's chayv, even though he himself, you're chayv even by flour. So you have four places that you see explicitly that one mandam will take to the other one, a claim that he himself does not necessarily hold of. Again, just to cause the other party to back out of their opinion. parenthetically, Taisa says, now, Mash Makshin, this, that, those who ask, that you have a problem. Rabbi Huda, which this is in our sugya over here, that we're quoting in our Taisa of Maslam, the Leslie Brerim, that is not hold of Brera. And the Sphere Leib in Perga Chaybali holds in Perga Chaybali will become the Tzadim and Alf. Gabi Dinyayim, Yemaim, regarding the Allah of killing an Evid, that regarding the who's the owner, he gets what's called a day or two, meaning a 24-hour period, regarding that if the Evid dies, not Michayev, that he's is over there, he's quoted that he holds Kinyan Peres Lavka Kinyan Ruf Dami, because let's say one owner owns the body, one gets to use the slave, that the ability to use have the utility is Lavka Kinyan Ruf Dami, it's not like only the body itself. So the question is, Heicha Matzei Ad V'Raglav, then, how exactly does Rabbi Yehuda have an ability that, in other words, the Lemeshkachas, the Maisa Bekurim, you're not going to have that anyone can bring Bekurim from their land in Eretz Yisrael? El Chad Bar Chad Ad Yeshu Benun. Only if you're one son after another son until Yeshu Benun. Because if you say Ein Brera, additionally you say that brothers that inherit are considered Lukuches, and you combine that this principle that was saying Kinyan Peres Lav Kinyan Guf Dami, so there's no one that was a bona fide owner that could bring Bikurim, only if you're a single son, an only son, going all the way back from an only son, up until Yeshu Benun. Kinyan Brisi, also according to Abisi, Misakli Hasim, he's in doubt, Kinyan Guf Dami. If it is, you say Paris, the utility is Lavkin Aguf, how does he also have his hands and his feet? Regarding that question, that how do you resolve these opinions regarding who's ever going to be Mekurim, who's an only son of an only son going back with all the only sons back to Yeshu Benun. Next says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Maishma Lekan Lekan Delay. So why are you saying that over here, and or if it's a Tamba Chacham coming here and coming here, Delay, that's not because they're in Breira, because we don't see retroactive clarification. Chase comes to explain the opinions of Rav and Rabbi Yechanan regarding a concept that we mentioned in the previous thesis of Tehle B'das Atzma and Tehle B'das Acher. So this thesis is like this. It's Al-Karach of Rabbi Yechanan. You obviously have to say Quint Rabbi Yechanan that he explains to answer the Gemara's question, oh, that when there's one chacham, the reason why it works, I aim brayer, is because the chacham already came. So obviously, loy mafug ben teilu b'das asma teilu b'das achem. Obviously, there's not differentiate between when you make it dependent on yourself, this beer, or when you make it dependent on others. Because the mafug, if he would hold this such a difference, then my parch. Then what's the question that the Gemara is asking? Lema, you could just say lekan lekan teilu b'das asmahu. When the tutam the chachamim, where he knows that there, he just didn't make up his mind. That's the make it dependent on himself. And therefore, it's not going to work. But when he makes it east and west, where this one Tabach just doesn't know where he is, that's not dependent on himself, it's dependent on others. Therefore, that's why it works over there. So therefore, obviously, if he doesn't give that answer and he holds it as a question, obviously, it doesn't hold that differentiation. Now, Abu Rab, on the other hand, most definitely, as Tosfos can explain, he does make that differentiation, because the common paragraph become the Arab, this isn't even the Levav and Beis. Less Lamasneen, the Hassam, that it doesn't hold to that Mishnah, but the Isla, Rebbe Yehuda Breira, that holds Rebbe Yehuda holds the Breira. And the part of the Gemara asks, why are you saying that you don't have that Mishnah? Abdu Abdu, to the contrary, listen to the Ayah, make Mishnah Sneed, and why are you holding like the Bryce of Ayah instead of the Mishnah? If anything, a Mishnah is more primary than the Bryce of Ayah. Mishnah, the Gemara answers, no, because less Lamasneed, make me Bryce, because there's two Bryces, not like the Mishnah. You have the Lekech with the Ayah. The Samech Chod, make me Tarti, you can delete one text, which is the Mishnah, from two texts, that of the two brises. Now, but those who ask over there say, I'll go up to the contrary. We should not hold of the two brises because you have the Mishnah Ervin and the Mishnah the Gittin. I'm not going to give them out. Because the Mishnah there says, Mahi, but it's not Yom. What's the woman those days when she's a suffix if she's going to be divorced this moment before he dies anav? And you also have a brise in the Maruba, which in Baba Kamadab Samach Tessam and Aleph. The Shachris, Balabais, Oymer, then in the morning the Balabais would say, Kol Shikhtonim, Hayemi, Hefker, whatever the name picked today should be Hefker, which those are teachings of Yehuda, the Mahanach, Isla, Yehuda, Breira, the Yehuda holds there is Breira. So what are you saying? That you have two against one? If anything, we have four on the side of Yehuda saying that there is Breira. Yishlema, and that's says what you could say is, oh, Keterav, Admachalik, Mitovadas, Atzmatovadas, Achem. Because Rab differentiates between if it, the guy's making it dependent on himself or on others. But he the gitnum the rubo, that's Tehle B'das Achem. That makes it dependent on others. Oh, but there, that's who's going to hold the Yesh Brayer. But that's not going to reflect regarding the other cases that we have two against one, which are those are cases of Toila Bedas Atzmoy. That's where we're going to have two places where he says that, because Rabbi Yehuda agrees that this Brayer, but by Erevin, where he himself is deciding where to go, that's a case of Toila Bedas Atzmoy. And so too by purchasing the wine from the Kutim, where that's the person making dependent on himself. So therefore, Rav preferred to erase that Mishnah Erevin from the two brises of Lekech and Ayin. Now, Nemkein, if that's the case, so as we posited in the beginning, that Rabbi Yechonon de Lemavla, according to Rabbi Yechonon, does not make this differentiation, that smearly, obviously, that he holds, less le da'ayu Lekech, make me'ahanim asnises. According to him, there's no such differentiation. So then, obviously, you have all those Mishnahs and brises that are saying, yes, Brera, in contrast to Ayin and Lekech, which say that he holds Ein Brera. So obviously, that's what Rabbi Yechonon has to hold. That this, that Rabbi Yechonon said, B'drabanan is like Breiro, that by Rabbi Nikolo he holds a Breiro. Mid the parish, Rabbi Yechonon will say the Ayah. And how do we know holds Breiro by Rabbinic law? Which is from the fact Rabbi Yechonon explains in our sugya, the teaching of Ayah, which the halach of Erev, which is Rabbinic. So Amahoch is Virle. So what do you mean? So we see Rabbi Yechonon obviously holds of Ayah. V'hodu be mekaycha hi kusha. And in other words, the Gemara remain in the understanding of Rabbi Yechonon that he holds of Ayoy, and this that the Gemara that the retracts regarding that you shouldn't, the Gemara but there retracts and says, oh, Rabbi Yechonon holds that even by Drabanan, this that he's retracting because of that question of Ayoy, you see, he holds of Ayoy. So Rabbi Yechonon is the Ayoy. So you see, Rabbi Yechonon does hold of Ayoy. So that's difficult because how could he be like Ayoy? What do you do with all those Mishnais and they've been getting? You can't answer like we answered for Rav because he doesn't hold. There's such a chilik between Tov Das Atzim and Tov Das Acher. So this is tells you something. What you could say is that the truth of Rabbi Yechonon does not hold a Bayah. Because the Lama Kreche he kushu hold a Bayah. Ultimately, in that Gemara in Mashilin, in Bayah, it's actually not from Ayoy that the Gemara retracted. And they, because of Balav Hochi Nichol Lishnoi Loilam Loi Tepach, because anyway, the Gemara wanted to answer Loi Tepach, which you would have to switch around the opinions. And therefore, you're right, it's not necessarily that he holds of Ayah. Because really, he does not hold of like Ayah. As Tosfos has explained in the beginning of Tosfos. But the time it's a wonder. Because so then, who, according to whom, Abda Meram, is the Gemara bringing the teaching of Ayah in Rabbi Yehuda? If it's going according to Rav, then my ma'aseh mida ayoy. So what do you bring from ayoy? The habit toil b'das atzmoy. Meaning, yeah, we know Rav holds of ayoy. Problem is, but what do you bring from ayoy's case, which is a case of toil b'das atzmoy, because he himself is not sure which side he's going to go to. So it's a suffix in himself, which he has to verify. What's it comparing to what we're discussing here in our sugi? Lehid shefaris. You're under the box of the dal zuzim of the person who maybe died. Habit toil b'das achem, which has depended on others. Which is that he's depending on the owners that who separated their monies. The other of it, to the contrary. What do you mean? We know Rav holds that he holds that there is Breyer. The Gemara is trying to find the source of Yehuda that holds a Breyer. So how are we bringing in this teaching of Ayoy relating to this halacha of Shefaris? So it says, if we bring it because according to Yechonon, the less it die, we already prove that he doesn't know the Ayoy. So it says, but you have to say, Libid Rav, come halacha. No, it's according to Rav that we're bringing the teaching of Ayoy. Because by Hidr Shefaris, Choshev Ketel Das Atzmai. Actually, the case of the box of all the monies inside is actually considered Tel Das Atzmai. How is that possible? He's not verifying himself. So that's because keeping the inakin mispashes ilbikichas bam idam basis kointalyum, the verification of the specification of the peers of birds is either when the owner buys it or when the kohen makes it. So das kohen amakev chashuk mayatzva. So you see that the kohen, when he sacrifices, is like the owner himself. Ah, so therefore that's also a case of bedaitoy. So therefore, when they take out the monies to throw the dal zuz in Yam HaMelech, it is considered like Toilah B'das Atzmai. Therefore, it was for Rav that would bring in the teaching of Ayah. Now, based on this, Taisa also answers a question that I had. My Kamar, what is the Gemara saying over there for Rav? Lesl Masnit Mikmei Da'iva Lekeach. We don't hold the Mishnah Erevin because of Ayin and the Bryce of Lekeach. But Mr. Behuda ain't a Mishnah Mehita Lekeach. What do you mean? But that's not a Mishnah in the case of Lekeach. El Bryce. So Vamai Samin Masnit the Erevin. So why are we deleting a Mishnah Erevin Mikmei three Bryce because of two Bryces? What do you mean? As the Gemara says many times in Shas, Rebbe Lashon Revchim and Ayin, like Rebbe didn't teach a word of Revchim and know it from. A Mishnah is more authoritative than a Bryce, even two Bryces. So other Rabbi, some of the Bryces, two of them, Mikmei Chaz Masnit, you should delete even many Bryces because of one Mishnah. Now, says it Bahari nearly tars. Now, it would appear to me to have originally answered the Rav Lutameh, because that's Rav over there. It's Rav going according to his opinion. Don't pick up the comment that he says in Babakan, that's Rav and Beis, but Gemara over there, where in regards to the mission of someone stole animals and they got old, or slaves and they got old, where Remeh holds, Oimele, you can tell him, Bavadim, my slaves are Rishal Chalavanecha. Here, what's yours is yours. It's not considered stolen like Karka. You just give it back to him. Which the problem is, there was a girsa elsewhere that says that no, you go kashas exelo. So on that, Rav says, Sami Masnit Mekmei Trei Brises. You delete a Mishnah because of two Brises. So you see clearly that Rav does hold that two Brises would trump that of one Mishnah. It says, Tayyis Lafima Shebarashim, that he deshefar's chachab tel dasasma. But anyway, this that we explain now, that the case of the box in the base of Migdash for the Kenan is considered tel dasasma, sunicha, it makes sense. Because anyways, you could say that lesl masnit the erevin mekmei masnit the shifaris, because you actually have another mishnah that's toiled with asatzmai, and there also be the whole that aim breira with together with lekev with the ayah. Now the question then is, why didn't you bring over there that mishnah over there? Which why is he bringing only two brises? You could have a mishnah not like that mishnah in erevin. Because really, it's not so simple to understand that the reason of Yehuda by the case of shifaris is aim breira. Because the Adikina Latub B'Shmait, we're very medaic in this Mishnah in our Sugya to how to exactly explain it. But since ultimately that is how Rav learns it, so therefore you have a Mishnah also that told us Atzmoy saying not like Rabbi Yehuda with an Erevin. And that's really what he was relying on, not really the Brises. Now, Umahashnam, now that Rav deletes the Mishnah Erevin, because Abosa was saying the Mishnah regarding the Shefaris, so now in Nicha, so now it also makes sense that you don't have to push Balema to say Rabbi Yechon and Palga Rav that, oh, as we had originally stated, that Rabbi Yechon disagrees with Rav because so many holes less Ladai that it doesn't have a high, because right? They're Dai. First of all, that's pushing it. But more with the Kashim, he did Shili Beke the Brisha. It's also difficult from that and the Beya, like we explained, which sounds like from the Gemara over there that Rabbi Yechon, according to a simple understanding, holds of Ayah. Rather, what you could say is, you're right. From the fact that he explains Ayah's teaching here in our Gemara, obviously he holds like him. But then the difficulty was that, then wait a second, then Rabbi Yechanan does not make a differentiation between Tov Dasat and Tov Dasachem. So how do you understand Ayah when we're trying to explain Rabbi Yehuda that holds Yesh Breira? Says Taisus, it's really the less Lamasneen, the Erevin, the Bryce, the Chosh Yilkatu. So, why does he not hold like that Mishnah Erevin and the Brisa? I mean, we can't say it like we said for Rav because it doesn't hold this differentiation. So why wouldn't you say like all those Mishnahs not like Ayah? Because it's Mikmei Masnit and the Shkom the Sheifaris Mikmei Hahid Lekeichu the Ayah, where there he see Rabbi Yehuda holds Embrer. If Rabbi Yechon could delete, yeah, Mishnah and a Brisa because of a Mishnah and two Brises, and that's what Rabbi Yechon holds. Not Mahi the Mahi Brisa Na Yomim. And what do you do over there that we see Rehuda also holds a Gersh Breira with the woman that's in a doubtful state of Gershin for a moment before he dies? So Rabbi Yechanan, delay the kingdom in the Yesh Breira. No, from there we don't see Yesh Breira. Shom Luchi Mayas have a Gita that because, oh, when he dies, it's going to be a get. No. From there you don't see necessarily a Yesh Breira. Because Dilma, maybe it's not a get at all. Luchi Mayas, that when he dies, Kukul Yab Mechaletzeb Lemisabemis, maybe you're right. Maybe she's going to have to do Yibim and Chalitza, and she's not going to be able to do a Yibum, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is saying that v'chozman shabalachai, as long as the husband is alive, harei keishes hold the bridal. That's why she's like a married woman for all practical purposes, because actually you don't hold Yesh Breira over there. Now, if he's based on this, that Rabbi Yechanan holds of ayoy, so then we don't have to say what we originally said previously, that the Gemara is bringing ayoy over here for Rav. Also, Ma'aseh Shabbos Shmaya from Ayah. So then, the Gemara is bringing very well from Ayah. Ben Lurav, Ben Lurav Yechman, because the Ayah is Lushabed Ayah. Both of them hold very well, like Ayah. Now, Rabbi Elchanan Tirutz, he answers that Libid Rav Kama, that actually It's the raya from Ayah is going according to Ra. Now, difficulty was the how you bring a raya from Terubdas Asma to Terubdas Acherim. So, and then he says, no, because over here by the box, we're talking about Dulei Kama Midi, because the owners just put the money in the box without specifying anything, and the whole verification is made by the Kohen. Kagan Ahu Dulei El Rava, which I previously said from Rava, that Tosfot explain that may hold Ziyash Breira, where the person he stipulated and said before Shabbos that he's going to have two lugin of Truma. It's just missing verification. Whereas by Bechairis, by the brothers at Shechoku, where they didn't stipulate anything, that's what Rava made such a differentiation. Umedame Breira the Tobedas Acherim. And he's comparing over here, Breira, that you're depending on other people, like the case of the box, which he's not verifying, the coin is verifying it. Lahecha da Amar, umavar dvar mitchilo, to where he says, and he's stipulating, he's just going to verify his own words that he originally said to Mayhuda Ayoy, where he's verifying that which is the one that he originally made the error for. Abagab the Tobedas Asma, although that is a case of Tobedas Asma. In other words, they each have one mila. The price of Ayah, even though Tobedas Asma, which is the more inferior type, so you would think to say that it wouldn't be Breira, but since the person stipulated and they had said something, so that's Masna Mavar, that's similar to the case of the Shefaris, where even though, yes, it's Tobedas Achayim, but the person was not Masna Mavar has Dvar. So on that, they're equal, and therefore that's why the Gemara is bringing, even for Rav, this teaching of Ayah, to bring a riot to the case of the Shefaris, if you hold Breira or not.